This week, some 36 foreign ambassadors are visiting Alaska as part of a U.S. State Department program called Experience America. It started under the Bush administration and offers diplomats stationed in Washington, D.C. a chance to learn about the America that lies beyond the nation's capital. KSKA's Lynn Anderson has the story.
The diplomats pay for their transportation, hotel, and other expenses. They also choose what part of America they want to see. This year, it was Alaska, including Anchorage, Prudhoe Bay and Barrow, Seward for a fjord trip, and Girdwood for a stop at the Arctic Imperative Summit. Chief of Protocol to the United States, Capricia Penevic Marshall, served as official State Department host. Marshall says the goal is to show the diplomats more of the real America so that they better understand the country and its citizens. Also, given the political standing of those who serve as ambassadors to the U.S., Marshall says there's hope the Experience America journeys foster other future benefits.
Many ambassadors who are posted in the United States, it's a very high-ranking posting, and they oftentimes will move on to become foreign minister and sometimes prime minister, and it's wonderful to create those relationships.
Cornelius Alvin Smith is the ambassador for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He arrived a couple of days early. Standing on the third floor veranda of the Dena'ina Convention and Civic Center following the press conference, he says his perception of Alaska's climate and landscape has already undergone transformation.
Change is not an apt word. I shot at it with a much better description of it.
Ambassador Smith seeks similarities that he hopes to explore and perhaps benefit his Commonwealth nation.
You have tremendous amount of very small, separate communities spread over all of Alaska that must need social services, that must have education, their security must be protected, must have health services. We too, in the Bahamas, with all of our islands, are having small communities, 50 persons, but we have to provide them with the same sort of social services.
Smith was not the only diplomat who seeks to learn from Alaska's experiences.
We are a new country which has discovered oil and gas.
Barizi Kamunawira is the Republic of Uganda's ambassador to the U.S. After listening to Alaska economics being described by a panel of business leaders at an Anchorage Chamber of Commerce breakfast, he had noted a similar resource situation.
We are not selling it because we are tired of being the people who produce what we cannot eat and eat what we don't produce. So we are keeping it and we are building a refinery.
The assistance Ambassador Kamunawira sought was Alaskan expertise and a chance for Ugandan students to come here to study in petroleum and gas technology. After hearing the chamber panel, the Republic of Ghana ambassador, Daniel Ajikum, had a different interest in Alaska's oil and gas development. He wondered about the potential impact upon climate change.
The impact of all these activities do have a very serious, pose a serious threat to the survival of humanity. Given the challenges that you face and the opportunities that you have as a frontier state, and bearing in mind that a lot of the activities are either onshore or offshore, what have you considered what Alaska can offer to the world in terms of meeting these challenges?
None of the panelists offered to answer that question, so moderator John Tracy asked Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, who was in the audience, to comment. The Lieutenant Governor said the state has a panel on climate change that works along with federal research programs, but the ambassador's question could be better explored later in the morning during the Arctic Imperative Summit visit. The Experience American diplomatic tour continues through Friday. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.